USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government September jobs report just out, and the number of jobs created last month coming in rather disappointing and below most economists' predictions. Just 661,000 new jobs were created in September. And as for the unemployment rate, here's Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
A September unemployment rate of 7.9% remains substantially above the 3.5% level seen in February, and it's reminiscent still of levels seen during the Great Recession.
The unemployment rate going to 7.9, down from 8.4% in August. First Lady Melania Trump says she and President Trump are, in her words, feeling good after they did test positive for coronavirus last evening, and both have cleared their schedules until further notice. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Several major fires still raging in California. Officials say the glass fire in Northern California was expected to grow overnight as it gets dangerously close to Angwin and Napa Valley, where about 4,000 people reside. The fire, expected to stay active as a red flag warning, is in effect all across that region. Firefighters battling strong northwesterly winds, near record temperatures, and very low humidity. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell is accusing Senate Democrats of religious discrimination, saying on the Senate floor, Democrats have preconceived notions about people who are deeply religious.
That people of deep faith or certain faith are incapable of being fair or objective.
Border Patrol agents in Laredo, Texas, stopping a human smuggling attempt. They say they found over 100 people inside the trailer of a semi-truck at a checkpoint. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Vice President Mike Pence campaigned in the heartland of America. The details and the latest from the campaign trail from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail in Carter Lake, Iowa. The vice president advocating for the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
President Donald Trump did his duty under the Constitution of the United States. And last Saturday, he nominated a principled conservative woman of extraordinary character and extraordinary intellect.
A relatively light campaigning day for President Trump. He spent his Thursday afternoon in New Jersey hosting a roundtable with supporters, and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden campaigned virtually on Thursday.
President Trump signaled his campaign would reject any changes to the presidential debate format. The Commission on Presidential Debates said changes could be announced this weekend. The goal is to make the debates more orderly after Tuesday's face-off that saw President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden go after each other and overstep each other as well as the rules. The president tweeted, "Why would I allow the debate commission to change the rules for the second and third debates when I easily won last time?" The commission is an independent body. The next debate is in a couple of weeks, taking place in Miami, Florida. Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 futures are down at this hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.